Welcome to Tech Pulse, where we bring you the pulse of the tech world in just 5 minutes. Today, we're diving into how Anthropic's bold decision to cut off OpenAI's access to its Claude models might reshape the competitive AI landscape.
Thanks, host. Anthropic's decision to sever OpenAI's access to its Claude models marks a significant strategic maneuver in the AI sector. By restricting access, Anthropic is not only bolstering its competitive stance, but also signaling a shift towards more guarded collaborations among AI frontrunners. This move highlights the increasing tensions and strategic recalibrations as companies strive to maintain a technological edge. Such decisions could redefine partnership norms and influence future collaborations in AI research and development.
Fascinating insights. How do you think this decision will impact Anthropic's market position moving forward?
This strategic isolation could enhance Anthropic's allure to investors and partners seeking exclusive innovations. As companies like OpenAI face access restrictions, Anthropic could gain a competitive advantage, attracting those interested in unique and proprietary AI advancements. However, this could also encourage more siloed research within the industry, potentially slowing collaborative innovations.
Let's shift gears to NVIDIA's latest AI development. What's happening there?
NVIDIA continues to solidify its dominance in the AI chip market with a new partnership aimed at expanding its AI capabilities. This collaboration is poised to enhance NVIDIA's already robust AI infrastructure, making it a critical player in the hardware underpinnings of AI applications. By leveraging this partnership, NVIDIA is set to address growing demands for AI processing power, thereby reinforcing its market position and potentially driving substantial revenue growth.
It's clear NVIDIA is on a roll. Now let's talk about Google's recent financial news concerning Windsurf. What do we know?
New details have surfaced regarding the financial arrangements following Google's deal with Windsurf, revealing lucrative payouts for its venture capitalists and founders. This underscores the high-stakes nature of tech partnerships and acquisitions, particularly how strategic deals can result in substantial financial rewards. These insights not only highlight the profitability of such ventures, but also emphasize the importance of savvy negotiation during tech mergers and acquisitions.
Interesting. And how does this tie into the ongoing conversation about regulatory oversight, especially with the recent Figma IPO?
Lina Khan's comments on the Figma IPO serve as a testament to the importance of merger and acquisition scrutiny. By highlighting this IPO, she argues for the necessity of regulatory oversight in preserving market competitiveness. The success of Figma post-IPO validates the role of regulatory checks in preventing monopolistic control and fostering a thriving startup ecosystem.
Thanks for that context. Let's move to some quick updates. Tim Cook has reportedly emphasized the need for Apple to win in AI. What's the story there?
In a recent employee meeting, Tim Cook underscored Apple's commitment to significantly boosting its AI investments. Cook's emphasis on winning in AI reflects Apple's strategic focus on integrating more advanced AI capabilities across its product lineup, aiming to catch up with competitors and lead in AI-driven innovation.
And in the newsletter world, is Beehive poised to become the next big thing?
Beehive is catching attention as a potential billion-dollar startup in the newsletter space. With its customizable platform, it offers an attractive alternative to industry leaders like Substack, appealing to creators who desire flexibility in design and distribution. Its growth trajectory suggests it could disrupt the digital publishing landscape.
Finally, let's touch on some quick hits. Hollywood's resistance to AI. What's the latest there?
Hollywood remains wary of AI technologies, fearing they might replace human creativity. As AI tools evolve, the industry grapples with integrating these technologies without compromising the human element that defines artistic endeavors.
And what about the Detroit startup working on home efficiency?
A Detroit startup is innovating by partnering with utilities to lower the cost of home efficiency upgrades. This approach not only makes sustainable solutions more affordable, but also encourages widespread adoption of energy-efficient practices.
That's all for today's Tech Pulse. Stay tuned for more updates as we continue to track these evolving stories. Until next time, Keep your finger on the pulse of the tech world.